Clearwater Revisited. We've got a lot of territory to cover, so let's start out down in the Central Valley, some little town we kind of forgot when or where. We know it's there, though.
Just about a year ago, I said I things got bad and things got worse.
Song doesn't really need an introduction. We would like to remind you that it was true some 40 years ago, and it turns out it's still true today.
Coming down, found a mystic boy.
Right now, keep this show rolling. Up to my right, your left, on the lead guitar from Camarillo, California, Kurt Griffey. Anchoring down the other side of the stage, on the keyboards, acoustic guitar, percussion, harmonica, singing the high parts, all the way from Los Angeles, California, Captain Steve Gunner. Center stage, rhythm guitar, singing the lead vocals. Check him out, girls. That's right, he's a tall man, and like most tall men, he comes with a full package. Big feet. Big hands. Now! The ladies know. Someday the little girls will understand. He's got a big heart and even bigger voice. Give it up for him, Johnny the Bulldog Tristan. All right, seated at the drums is a fine young gentleman I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with over 50 years now. That's right. It's like a life sentence somehow. And all we were doing was having a little fun. We go back to the beginning, we'd be done by now, but they've moved the finish line on us one night at a time. Let's get him down front right now. He'll tell you something about that. Put your hands together and give him a big Pleasanton, California welcome. From Creedence, Clearwater Revival, my pal drummer Doug Cosmo Clifford. Here he is.
Thank you. Hey, you boys. You're bound to get in trouble if you're being here, you boys. What can I tell you? Holy cow. Started just down the road in El Cerrito and... in the music room of all places where we were banned from being. We weren't allowed in there because we were playing rock and roll music, so we showed them, didn't we?
Yeah.
The place doesn't exist anymore. They said it was too dangerous. Well, anyway, I want to get the math straight here with Stewie. He said 50-something years or something like that. This year it's 56 years that we met. Time flies when you're having fun. And we were 13. At that time. So 13 and 56 is 69. That's how old we are. Or how young we are. There are two sides to that argument. Mine is that not even, I don't know, I won't argue about it. It's just what you think, your perception of your ages. Or how old you really want to be. Right now, because of this rock and roll band and because of you folks out there, I've got the adrenaline pumping and I am 24. Oh yeah. I am 24 right now. Happens every night. I go home and then I get really skinny. Weird. But tonight, when it's very late and we're on that bus going to the next venue, I'll be looking for the boys' room and I'll be 69. Got all this hot stuff and I'm a 69-year-old bladder. What the hell? What do you do about it? That just depends. Anyway, what I'm driving at is the key to all of this is rock and roll was invented to have fun. So we're having a rock and roll party and we're having fun. Get rid of the stress and the crap in your life and just boogie around. Have those thoughts about that young girl walking down the road or that young boy walking down the road, whatever you like. Make that heartbeat. That's what it's all about. So have as much fun as you can while you're picking up space on the planet. That's the good news right there. Everybody around you is happy and it spreads out and you got a rock and roll party. That's it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present to you original bass guitarist with Creedence Clearwater Revival, my old pal Stu Cook right here.
And thank you, folks. Well, I think we should get back to action here, and this next song goes out to the girls. Without them, we probably never would have come home.
Oh,
it's a wars war. Everything's got to smile. Frankie Thompson got raised and he solo for a while. Poor boy swing the rhythm out on his Kalamazoo. Take a look at you and dance and have a vocal kazoo.
This next song is actually two songs. The first one of the two is a country song. Better yet, the second one is a western song. The good news, there is good news, hard to believe. We're going to do them at the same time. We know we're going to get them over with quicker.
Take a ride on the ride.
Thank you, thank you. How's everybody doing? Come on, beautiful night like this. This is California, baby. Well, it's awesome to be here tonight, I gotta tell you. We love being in your neck of the woods. But we also love the South. And right now, Bulldog's taking you down south, Bayou country. That's right. Now, when we get there, you're going to hear the trains running and crickets chirping and frogs croaking, gators snapping, skeeters skeetering, all that. But I left out one sound, the most important sound, the definitive sound of the South. That sound goes like this. Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the wake bell ring, then they march you to the table, you see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. Ooh. There ain't no pork up in the pan. You better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a devil loving light on me. Got a call is a rose. How in the world do you know? I'm a witch with a reaper. Let the midnight special shine a light.
Thank you. people, get them out. Facebook moment. Thank you again and again. Well, it has come time in our show for me to make my first keen observation. Now, it seems to me you guys ain't done yet. Keen, sharp as a rowboat. Well, it turns out, neither are we!
Keen. Thank you so much.
I just got the word, got the email and the text that we're not done. Neither are you, and neither are they.
I have they.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing they together, all together now. Help us out.
Hot damn! All right, now listen up, y'all, and I mean all y'all. I got to know one thing, and don't make me ask twice. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Oh, then let's rock, Jim! To take it down to Memphis on a midnight ride. We'll be right back.
Don't hurt it. Don't hurt it.
Oh, am I interrupting something?
Have you named it yet? All right, well, we are playing in a traveling band. And we got another city to go to tonight. So we better start sobering that bus driver up so we can head on down that lonesome highway once again. But first, some thanks. Everybody here at the Alameda County Fair, thank you so much for bringing us to play, putting together such a fine evening for some fun. Special thanks to Scott O'Leary, Mike King, and Mike Lehrman for taking extra good care of us above and beyond the call of duty. Why don't you guys give it up for our fine crew? Roger, Keith, Jared, David, and Wayne. They keep the lights on. I've been asked by someone in middle management somewhere to remind you that we have merchandise for sale out here. It's the exit now. It was the entrance. It's the exit. Hats, T-shirts, CDs, autograph posters, and a special 2-for-1 on Alameda County made roach clips and rolling papers. For your medical needs only, please. We got one group to thank, finally. Most important of all, you folks, our fans, for keeping this great music alive for so many years. That is a job well done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I might add that we got some really nice looking ladies' V-neck t-shirts, guys. Get the wallet out right now. The girl's gonna love you for it. We got one last song for you. It puts a smile on our face every night, and we hope it will for you as well. Remember, if you're driving, please drive safely, because they're out there. But if you're rocking, the hell with it.